Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to Pod Shambles.
Hey.
New podcast for new people. And I'm just going to be reaching into the admin, actually, for a while and sort of show you guys a little bit of what goes on behind the curtain, because I've not really been in charge of it for a while. Laurie is now basically solely in charge of all of our internet engagement.
Yeah, that's me, webmaster.
Weblord. He's a weblord, and he's, he keeps the website going. He does some tweets, got some hot books on the face.
I like to think of myself as a millennial first and a person second.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
Yeah, exactly.
Being an insufferable twat, first off.
Yeah, exactly. You fill people with the millennium.
Content. Is my middle name.
Active insight and content.
Why are you telling people about my webmastery?
I just had a couple of questions for you, just because I know that you've upped the audience tenfold. It's great.
Yeah.
It's really good, and I think you've done an amazing job. But this person is that we've been getting some emails recently that I think are something to do with maybe what you've been sort of putting us out there as on the old SEO.
Well, I've just been, I've not been discriminate about who we've marketed to, Paddy. It's just kind of anyone.
Well, I know it's kind of anyone, but okay, let's just look at this one that we got yesterday. I'm just gonna read it to you.
Okay.
So it opens with "Ladies and gentlemen."
That's nice.
Ladies and
gentlemen.
Well,
start.
Is it though?
I mean, yeah, it's respectful.
It's okay. I'll give you that. After having seen your website, you're doing well there, Loss.
Thank you.
I would like to know your interest in the domain www.sexualhealing.eu.
Oh, yeah.
So, is this interesting for you? Have a nice weekend, Sarah.
Oh, that's nice of Sarah. Thank you, Sarah, for sending that in.
No.
I think the answer is that on the Pod Shambles mailbag, probably.
That's the first little nitpick I wanted to get. You've been responding to a lot of these, and it seems
It's nice emails from fans.
We're buying up a lot of
stuff.
I just
want to know what's going on in Pod Shambles, and I'm there to tell them.
You're getting a lot of sort of mystic sex repair addresses for us.
Do you not think we could use sexualhealing.eu?
I mean, our target demographic, I've always thought, is sort of lonely people like us.
And who do they like? Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
What's his best song? Sexual Healing. What do they lack? Sexual Healing.
Yes, absolutely.
So they're number one-stop shop for all sexual healing in, specifically, Europe.
Yeah, which I'm also not that, I think that's
What's wrong with the EU?
No, I like the EU. I just think it's a bit of a stab. They're being like, get out on the ground floor. You guys aren't welcome anymore.
Well, I mean, just because we're going to be in a no-hope country doesn't mean the rest of our listeners will be.
Well, yeah, but I don't think the rest of the listeners will be able to find us on sexualhealing.eu.
What's wrong with sexual healing? You some kind of prude,
Pads? I'm not a prude. I'm all, I'm all for a bit of fun. A jolly.
Yeah.
A little Roger.
A Johnny Jolly.
A little Johnny Jolly. And I want to know why you've taken this sort of route.
Have you read the other emails?
I don't think
you should read the other emails. The other emails get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, there is one involving horsecocks.gov.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It was free, man. You can't look a gift horsecock.gov in the mouth.
In the mouth.
Or in the penis.
I know that they got in touch with us, but I'm actually more worried about the ones you've been buying independently, such as dongers. Which is two Z's.
Buy dongers when they're up, mate.
Buy hard, sell soft.
Exactly, dongers.eu.
You know, I've come round to this a bit.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
I mean,
my initial instinct was to tell you to get fucked.
Right.
Because this is a
go to horsecock.gov, mate.
Yeah, this
get
is,
fucked there.
I mean, of course.
Marketing.
This is a shambles.
Synergy.
But you know what? I'm in.
It is a shambles.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Didn't agree on that.
Oh my god.
Hey, Duke Peaks.
Oh, hey, mate. What's this new greeting?
Oh, it's pretty great. I'm just slicking a Doz.
Hey, well, slicking a Doz.
Slicking a hot Doz.
Before we continue with this mad, cool chat we've got, we should probably say, welcome to Pod Shambles. I'm Laurie, and this is Paddy over here, my colleague.
Hi. It's going to be a sweet ruckus.
Yeah, mate, you got so cool since the last pod. Have you been... Tell me honestly now, my good brother friend.
Yes.
Have you been taking some of those sweet drugs I've heard so much about?
I've been taking Nonce.
Oh.
Queech.
Yeah.
Fart.
Fart. Which is your favourite of the hoofers?
Scrant.
Oh, mate, give me a big sack of Scrant and three monkeys and that's a night
actually,
in.
Actually, we don't call it sacks of Scrant, actually. I'm
what
sorry.
Is it?
You're obviously a bit behind on
Yeah, mate, I
cool
get
factor.
All my Scrant in sacks. Do I not ask the man for a sack of Scrant anymore?
Nah, you get a...
What do I get?
A pannier of Scrant.
Oh, a pannier!
Yeah, a pannier of Scrant.
And you start by going, hey, don't worry, mate, I'll come over and pick it up on my bicycle.
Yeah.
Wink. A.K.A. I'll have had a load of crack before.
Yeah, exactly. Me and Twugs are gonna rip one.
Who's Twugs?
Twugs. He's like, it's cool slang for your best friend.
Oh.
Me and Twugs.
Do you know what I've really got into recently?
What?
It's called manure. Not manure. Manure.
Manure.
And it's literally desiccated poo.
Oh, okay.
But oh my god, the high.
Yeah.
I mean, the high is fine. It's more being able to tell people you did a big,
yeah,
big sack of manure.
I'm getting pretty into Ilford.
Ilford.
Yeah.
Not the town outside of Oxford.
Yeah, no, you heat it up and then you sort of lick it.
Is it just jam?
Well, no, it's not. It's like it's those little bits you get on the end of pencils on the other end.
Oh, rubbers.
It's a rubber. It's a rubber, but we don't call it that anymore.
It's the little bits you get on the end of pencils.
Yeah, no, we call them Ilfords around here.
Oh, mate.
I heat some up in a spawn.
Mate.
Don't say spoon anymore.
No, sure. Mate, do you know what you should do?
What?
Start spleening.
I should start spleening.
Or mansplaining, as you get to say. Yeah, that's what we get to say, because, you know, their chicks can't handle mansplaining.
Mansplaining.
They can only do a feet spleen.
German women just don't understand.
No, they're like a spleen.
Yeah, well, I hear Brewdog's pretty into that. They're cool. Right? that's us linking with Generation... What's the new one? Zed? Generation
no, Z. Millennials, mate.
No, but what's the one after us?
I don't know.
There is one already.
They
yeah, no, there totally is.
No,
there totally
not.
Is.
Because they're like 10.
Yeah, yeah. They're still a generation.
Yeah, but they haven't got a name yet.
I think they do. I think they're Generation Z.
Maybe.
I think they might be, because Y was above us, and then we're the millennials.
Above, like the year above.
Yeah, yeah. They were a year above. We're lower sixth. Or
we're on the cusp.
That's how we're going to get. I hear that Generation Z, man. They're it's just Brewdog.
It's just Brewdog.
It's just Brewdog everywhere.
Hey, Generation Z, mate. Load of zombies, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, think on that.
Yeah, think about it. Project Z. What was that film called? DayZ.
Well, look, it's nice to be back in the old saddle, isn't it, my friend?
Yeah, exactly.
How have you been?
I've been great. I've been down as some Brewdogs.
No, you haven't.
I'm going to get these 10-year-olds on board. I'm going to open a school.
You can't say that anymore in a podcast. I'm going to get these 10-year-olds on board.
Paddy's school for specifically 10-year-olds in Generation Z.
Oh, that's quite great.
And we're going to have Brewdog maths, where I'm like talking about how many cans I got.
How many cans did you get? Oh, probably fewer than you thought for the price that they're going at.
Yeah, we're going to have punk class.
What'd you do in punk class? Drink branded beer.
Yeah, exactly. And learn about music that they talk about in Garden State.
Do you know what? Interestingly, wow, that's cool, is it? That's cool. You know, Brewdog, right? They have this whole punk ethos. Their owner just sold up loads of their company for millions of pounds.
Right.
Having previously said, like, selling shares was like sucking at the teat of the devil or something like that.
Right.
He's like this, I think he's Scottish. He kind of has himself out as his, like, punk. Yeah, you know, I'm like a punk beer guy.
Well, then a punk.
He's just as much of a capitalist as the rest of them.
Just wants to suck on the devil's hot tits.
Yeah, get those hot tits in my mouth,
he's
saying.
Maybe that's what he was saying. Maybe he was saying it as a positive. He's like, you know what, selling out. It's like
great. It's like sucking the devil's hot
Satan's
tits.
Nipple.
I think I may have made that quote up.
I think you did.
It's something very similar.
I'm not a big advocate. Look, we've got some Brewdog punk.
We're not sponsored by
Not
the way.
We're not at all. It's just, you know, like, you know, right. We're like, no, come in a bit closer. Come in a bit. Come on.
You know, people listen to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to...
Including me!
I'm not going to say something awful. I'm going to... Look, you know when, like...
Why
you're
am
like,
I gathering round,
you're
then?
Like, no, gather around the fire. You know, when you say something... When you're like, hey, pick up some beers, right? Yeah. Get some beers.
Yeah.
Don't pick up Brewdog.
Why?
Well, because like, when you're like, oh, I'll pick up some beers...
He's saying you drinking a Brewdog.
Whenever I pick up beers...
Yeah.
I get some beers, like some normal beers. But then, whenever people come back and they've got, like, fancy beers, I'm like, well, now it's a different thing, isn't it?
What's the differentiation you're making?
Well, it's like...
You get fancy beers out of that equation.
Well, yeah, but
for the price
not,
of your grotty Heinekens.
They're not as... Yeah, well, they're not great, though, are they?
I quite like them.
They're fine.
What you're basically saying is, the root of this is, you don't like Brewdog very much.
No.
Okay.
But...
Well, that's a problem it's hard to sidestep, because when you do that, I'll bring some beers, and you bring some beers, you officially have no say in what the other person brings, and you can't bring all your favourite beers and then not let anyone else have them because they brought something shit.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, whenever I'm told to bring beers, I never bring Guinness unless the person specifically requested
because
Guinness.
Because you're more conscientious than most.
Yeah, I just drink all the beers.
No one brings, like, a dark chocolate...
like a cocoa stout.
Stout. Oh, God.
Stouts
mate,
and Wizzles.
I've had a very long day.
Yeah,
Stouts
too,
and
man.
Poobs.
Stouts and Poobs. But Brewdog is one of those companies that I think because I'm just, like, a bit of a cock, I want to hate them.
It's nice how you say that.
Like, yeah, I know. It's fine. It's nice to have it out in the open. they're one of those companies that I really want to hate because I always see their advertising everywhere and I see their pubs and it's all like, brews against the grain.
Yeah, just deal with it, man. I guess we're just too cool for your normal grand beer.
It's a guy like shitting and John Pines or whatever.
Well, I would go to that pub.
Brewdog, like, whatever, bitch. And you're like, no, hang on. I don't want...
Don't just sell me beer.
And then the people in Brewdogs... Are generally, like, people who are like, yeah, like, I'm yeah, why don't we meet at the Brewdog? Like, hey.
There's actually one friend who always invites us, who always says, let's meet at the Brewdog.
And it's like, get fucked. I want to pay under £6 for a pint.
Yeah.
And Brewdogs are always really loud and filled with people that are
they
awful.
Do make quite nice beer. But if you go to one of those places and you're, like, consigned to spending £6 on your pint, they do make good ones.
Yeah.
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. It's like any, but it's like, A, it's like any beer company or any alcohol company. There's so much, like, image marketing that goes with it.
Yeah.
Like Zach was saying, you know, Zach is a man who works on adverts and helps, you know, seal the deals.
Yeah.
I'm led to believe.
He's a Brewdog.
He is a Brewdog. And he's, you know, he kind of picks out certain ad campaigns and it's like, oh, this is really interesting. But they all revolve around being like, if you drink our stuff, you will be a hot stud or a sexy bitch.
Yeah.
Or, you know, people flock to you. It's a bit like perfume or...
Yeah.
There's a weird ilk of stuff where you have to be a cool bastard.
Mm.
And I hate that.
Like
and I'm with you with
roller
Brewdog.
Skates.
Yeah, and roller skates. They mercilessly pander to the prick.
No, what I'm
saying... I've never seen a roller skate advert.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Advertising may be different, but like whenever I see someone on roller skates,
oh, what, you think
they've
got
to be like outlandishly a roller skater.
Yeah, but that's
they're wearing like a bright yellow.
That's because
speed hat, and they're sort of
like
doing
how
this.
Like Malcolm in the Middle when he does the speed running.
Exactly, they look like that. Then they go around Hyde Park or whatever, and they're
no one's like a casual roller skater.
No, you've got to be pretty into it.
Yeah, and so you've got to buy all the kit.
Yeah, but that's not surely the kit. Surely the kit is the skates. You just put on some skates.
Oh, no, it's like skateboarding, though. Like, you could be like, oh, the whole point of skateboarding is you wear whatever. But, like, the people go out there and they're in, like, head to toe, like, etnie and all this shit. Because you've got to look like a cool
person. And also,
as
I suppose
you're
going to be sort of surrounded by that stuff.
And but, sponsors,
but then again, if you're
I
suppose. But there must have been, like, a group that started roller skating being like, you have to dress like an absolute wang.
It's called Americans on the West Coast.
Well, yeah, no, that. Yeah, okay. And now there's enough of them that do you feel like when you get into roller skating, like, well, I guess I've got to buy some body paint or whatever it is.
The twat brigade.
Yeah, exactly. But they're all really good as well. I don't see any bad roller skaters.
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, no one is a casual roller skater. Like, if you're into it, you're going to be into it. It's about people who are into Frisbee.
Yeah.
Like, people who are into Ultimate Frisbee are good at Frisbee.
Yeah, they've got to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise...
I find it very weird because I play football with Zach and people.
Yeah.
And I'm really not very good at football. And I'm not just saying that in my usual self-deprecating way. No, like, you can see. It's plain for everyone to see. But I really enjoy it, and they let me come along because, you know, I'm funny or something.
Right.
And I find that a bit as well, in that there's very little... if people kind of discover you being bad at football, it's a bit like, wasted your life a bit, haven't you? Still doing it now. Still shit at it. And it's a bit... I think sport can be quite like that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think...
No one would ever have a go at you... Actually, no, you do have a go at people who are being a bit shit at music. But, you know, generally, if you just have a go, if you can get 2-4 chords together and you're not going to sing Wonderwall...
Yeah,
people will still be like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, you've given it a bloody good go.
I guess it's creative, isn't it? Rather than sport, it's competitive. Yeah. It's a trend scratcher.
The kind of guy who drinks.
You know, people
and...
people come to your shows, and even though that's total shit, don't
they?
Yeah,
exactly.
People listen to this.
I get away with it. Yeah, just about. What was my point about BrewDog, Laurie? Oh, I've got it.
I really don't know.
But the thing. Oh, sorry. To briefly go back to BrewDog, I wanted to hate the company, but I looked up all the shit on them. And they're pretty, like, and this is the first I've heard of them selling their shit. They're actually really nice. And thereby I got caught in this thing where I'm like, I want to hate you. It's like Pret-a-Manger, right?
Oh, whoa, that's interesting, your pronunciation there. I like it.
Pret-a-Manger.
Because I've got I've got a big thing about Pret-a-Manger.
Okay, hit me.
Get onto yours in a second.
Yeah, okay.
It's either Pret-a-Manger or it's Pret-a-Manger. People do like a half French, half English pronunciation. It's Pret.
It's prêt.
Yeah, it's not prêt. People, friends don't say
tea. It's prêt, manche.
Maybe they say prêt. I don't know. No, I think it's prêt. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, like, but that's the thing. But because people shorten it, they're like, hey, meet me at prêt. You're not going to say
which
it.
Is fine if it then became prêt à manger.
Prêt à manger.
But then they do the French, they do prêt à manger.
Okay.
Don't they?
Okay. Prêt. Well, they're a company that I want to dislike.
But they do really good things.
Because they're everywhere and you're like, I think they're owned by McDonald's and I think they're evil and all this kind of stuff. But actually, and it's like they have one of the highest, like, wages that they'll pay is much higher than most people's. And they
give away all their food at the end of the shift.
Yeah, exactly. And they hire almost exclusively immigrants. And I don't know, they just seem to be doing quite good.
It's a funny thing because I think ownership is, hey, we're onto this, mate. It's early doors in the podcast, we're onto it. Ethical, Laurie's ethical capitalism rant. There's this thing that, like, if a company's ethical and then you support them, you are part of that good deed.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
Like Lush, apparently.
Yeah, it is kind of weird because it's like, well, there's no such thing. And, like, Starbucks, you know, offset all the horrible shit they do in the rainforest and farmers by, you know, giving money to local communities and stuff. And you're like, yeah, but the problem exists because you're there in the first place. So my point generally is, it's a weird thing to think of, like, well, this is a good company and I'm part of it by supporting them.
Yeah.
And also, that every place like that is owned by some big company. McDonald's owns half the fucking cafes and fast food places. I think they're in Itsu or someone else.
Yeah.
All these things that appear different are all owned by the same people.
Itsu's not very good, I don't think.
It's all right when you're like, I know what I want.
It's no wasabi.
No, their noodle soups are good, but like, it's £7. It's too much.
Yeah, which is wang.
Anyway,
what were we talking about? So
there we go.
It turns out I'm quite into Pret and I'm quite into BrewDog, yeah. And that's fine.
My point was, I don't think BrewDog are evil because they sold out, but it's funny that their owner thought they would be.
But they're just trying to hook Generation Z.
Generation Q.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Generation what comes before W?
Generation W.
Yeah. Who are they?
They died in the war.
Did they?
Well, I don't know. Were they Generation
I don't think w? They were. I don't
were
think...
we always letters?
No, previous generations didn't give a shit about giving us snappy monikers.
They were the industrial
people. They started with baby boomers with the first one.
Double B.
And that was post-war.
But wasn't there? There they must just, be like a
just,
war one.
Yeah, they just say the intra-war generation.
The intra-war.
Yeah, between the wars.
Fuck, that's pretty...
Not many. I don't think many babies during the war.
Why not?
There's a war going on, mate. It's not a very prudent decision, is it?
Well, yeah, and I suppose everyone was away.
It hasn't stopped you, has it? Everyone all the way through Iraq.
Yeah, I was. Every week. Oh, mate, new Babbins.
It's good to be doing this, but I feel like we've lost a lot of focus on our intro since last time.
But I think that's fine.
Yeah,
I think that's perfectly
that's
fine.
That's fine. So, tell me now.
Yeah.
Hey. It's been a while since we've done one.
Has it?
Yeah, has.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. Yeah, no, I'm really sorry.
What have you been up to?
Oh,
because I've been here every week.
Laurie F.G. Havelock. I know that's not your middle name, but
please continue.
I'm fine with it. I've been away. I went on tour. Went on Big Lefty Scum tour.
Yeah, with that Grace Petrie and that Josie Long.
That was fucking delightful. I had a lovely time. And, was home in time for tea. If you know what I'm saying. Would you hate me if I spelled like that?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Because it'd be overnight, and I'd be like, "This is not Paddy."
Oh yeah, but what if I hit my head?
Then I'd not be friends with you.
I'd use
that as an excuse.
If I hit my
finally,
head,
finally I could get away.
If I hit,
you hit your head and you forgot who you were, I'd be like, "Great, see ya."
No, I didn't say forgot who I were. It's just my voice turned into that, and maybe I forgot, like, you know, all words beginning with F.
Yeah, definitely go. We've done this before. I don't remember what it was before. It was like some other time when you were like, if I was really difficult to live with, more so than now, would you leave me? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah, no, you're walking on thin ice as it is, Paz.
You're cutthroat, mate. You're ruthless. Sorry, you're a renegade. That's what I meant to say. So yeah. I went on tour with that, and that was a huge success, Lars. It was a huge success.
Yeah, you sold loads of places out,
I saw. Yeah, we really did. We've already booked the next tour. February, March. February, March. And then I got back, and then it was straight into rehearsals for a play that I'm doing at Christmas.
Oh, Christmas play.
Yeah, the same one I did last year, but rewritten and redone.
Don't need to rehearse it.
And it's in, well, yeah, do. It's bigger, better, and more boisterous now.
Have you finally got the dancing boys you asked for last time?
Two boys.
They're fine boys.
Well, that's my problem.
They're not fine.
They're budget boys.
Okay, is there the budget boys?
I'm a budget boy.
Is there a massive height disparity?
Yeah.
Like, is one of them like
one of them's a tiny five-year-old boy,
and the other one is like a cusp of manhood.
It's a 70-year-old woman dressed as a boy, just because you know we gave her some lollies.
Because times are hard.
No, it's like being we gave a 70-year-old man boy lady.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, guys, that's going well.
That's going really well, but we're having to rehearse that I've had to adjust it, and I know this is going to make me sound like an absolute prick and everyone's going to rip on me, but I've had to adjust
it. I have to give up your parking space.
I have to give my executive parking space.
Are
and
you
I just,
fucking kidding me?
I so gave you have it to walk? Sarah.
You have to walk like some kind of troglodyte?
More like an anus.
More like crawl.
I crawl like an anus and fly like an eagle. I never thought I'd get to say that sentence.
Yes, I'm glad you saved it all up for this.
Yeah, exactly. No, I can't remember what I was saying. Oh, the play. Yeah, we're on tour and then we're doing the play and the rehearsals, but I'm not used to, and you can rip on me for that. I'm really bad at I'm now getting up at my alarm goes off at 10 to 8, and I'm getting up by 8:15. Or I try to, and I'm so bad at it. I've been late every day, but only like within 5 minutes.
Well,
like,
that's
not
all right.
Like, not like a wanker late, but that's still like that's poor form. Like if I was always five minutes late,
you can be 5 minutes late for work every day, and then it gets to the point where it's like, oh, he's always 5 minutes late.
Yeah,
is that fine? Yeah, mate.
I think I have a bit of a reputation for that anyway.
Yeah, but you're I mean you're lacking the kind of office. Like the office background to know that it's funny hearing you say, like, I mean, I don't doubt it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Getting up that time. But there's so much you just kind of learn implicitly when you go and do the same job every day and you're always up that early and it's like.
I bet.
It's just, I'm not trying to say it's like better or for you or anything.
No.
It's just different.
It's a different
thing.
And
I far prefer being a freelancer.
Absolutely. That's it. I've now got so used to, and it's not like I've got so used to sleeping way more than everyone. It's like I've got used to going to sleep at 5 and waking up at midday. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's how my life works now. And so shifting that back by like 5 hours, it completely fucks with you.
Absolutely.
And so I'm basically useless in between 8 a.m. and about 11:30. And then we have a break. And then there's a sweet spot until about 3.
Oh, and that's not bad. There's a sweet spot until 12.
But then in that, I've got another break and lunch. So I'm good for about 2.5 hours of the working day.
You know what you should do, mate?
What?
Spleen.
Drugs.
Do a bit of spleening.
Absolutely. I could get some...
Rack up four motes of spleen.
Stripes.
Yeah. Well, you can call them stripes.
Not spleen. No, that's not spleen.
They're stripes, not stripes.
I'm thinking of tugus.
Oh, tugus.
Sweet tugus.
If you get some tugus up in your hair...
Oh, just...
I'll take it right off you.
Oh, I smell my burp. It's all tugus.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I tugus myself pretty good last night.
I'll be sleeping at the other end of the bed if you know when I'm tugus.
Oh, here comes the tugus.
Here comes another tugus. falls out of his armpit. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, babe, don't worry. I'll just put that...
Let me just put it in the tug box. Like it's a giant box.
So
I've been really struggling with that, but we're rehearsing every day, and thereby... So I got back today and was
you
just...
You say you're struggling, mate. It sounds like you've been in every day.
I've been every day. I haven't skipped a day. After this, I've got to learn my lines, and before this, I was there.
You also say that, you know, you're useless before 11:30. That's everyone. That's what happens in the morning.
Do you reckon you get better at mornings as you become an old person?
Or no.
Not an old person, like as you get older.
Yeah, I think if you do a 9-to-5, you do. I think, yeah, I'm very good at being like, I need to go in 20 minutes. I'm just going to get up and I'm going to do it and I'll be semi-coherent. It's fine. But I'm a grumpy bastard when I get into work.
Yeah.
And luckily my job at the moment is a bit mindless.
Okay.
Not in a bad way as in the people I work with are lovely and I can talk to them, but I can just go.
Conversation is like, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Where'd you go? Splooging.
Yeah.
That's the mixture of Dugas.
Dugas and
Spleen.
And Spleen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what all the kids are into.
Yeah.
So I think it gets easier. I still hate it. Let me put it that way. That's the best way of putting it. I still fucking hate it.
And that's why you packed it in, boy. For a bit.
That's until I actually get a job, because I ran out of money again.
Yeah.
Because the eels won't give me anything, man.
Your eel farm.
Yeah, the eel farm.
Went down badly. Well, you got really some entrepreneurs on board, apparently.
Yeah, I forgot about that. See my social media game is?
Yeah, no, your SMG lit on is fleek. SM lit.
Lit on fleek, is that what you say?
Lit on fleek.
Light my fleek.
Light my fleek.
On fleek means, like, fly.
In vogue. Is that what it is?
You went old for your like.
That's what the kids
analog
are saying. Brewdog in vogue, and then they do the
vogue sign.
BDIV. And then they're like, whoa, and they like lift their shirts,
and then they have an
air
horn.
Kick off their skateboards. Yeah, it's
like, oh, you do a much better air horn than me.
I don't know why I'm good at emulating.
Because you're obnoxious. Yeah.
See, I can do all kinds of stadium noises. Yeah. Shame I don't work in it. Yeah. But that's it. I suck at 9 to 5. That is what I've concluded. I'm very tired all the time. I assume you have been for years, and now I understand, and I'm very sad.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Welcome.
How about you? I haven't seen you in 2.5 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, wife left me.
Yeah.
Kids dead.
Yeah. I killed them.
And the eels went.
Yeah.
I've been fine. I've been up to very little. I've been working a lot. I've got this new part-time job, which is not great. Mm-hmm. I'll be really honest, I really hope they don't listen, but also they'll probably agree with me.
They don't listen to your work, they won't listen to you on in their free time. Wow, fuck
like
that.
I work with, like, the reason I know no one will listen to this is because one of the people I work with is a homeopath, and you know, that's just a sentence that should send enough of you to be quite angry.
But it's
someone who talks about it a lot.
Yeah.
Mate, you're into your essential oils now. It's not, you're not far
that's
from this
world. That's not homeopath, that's like this.
Isn't it?
That is not. No, that is like, oh, beard.
You've
oil
been saying how it's been curing your cancer.
It's not. My cancer's still right. For what am I saying? I'm riddled, mate. Oh, God. Let's never have that conversation until the day we do. Anyway, no, it's not. Like, I do get where you're coming from, though. But I got very angry at one of my partner's friends because my partner was feeling sick. And
his friend was like, lick a tree.
Yeah, no, I was talking to her and I was like, oh, have you had any paracetamol today? And she was like, yeah, it's some paracetamol. And I was like, you know, you can have ibuprofen sort of with, like, if you
and
really need
them
to,
out,
like,
yeah,
all this.
And every 2 hours, listeners?
She was like, yeah, and XYZ gave me this. And apparently, you know, you take two of them and it basically, but she was like, you shouldn't take it with the paracetamol. So I might, like, and I was like, have you read the box? She was like, I'm not really, she just said it works. And I read it and it was like, it basically said on it, this is bollocks. And like, it was like, take two of these and it'll flush out your zen and all this crap. And it was in like a proper, it looked like an official,
like a pill box,
like an actual proper medical thing. But when you read on it, they have to have a warning on it that goes, by the
way,
this
isn't medicine.
There's no evidence that this does anything.
Oh, I really hate that.
It's my hatred of the word alternative medicine as well, because it's like, it's not, it is, it's not an alternative to medicine, unless you consider
it. No, it is. It is exactly. No, it is exactly
not
an alternative.
Medicine.
No, it is exactly an alternative medicine to medicine, because if it were medicine,
it would be called.
It would be called medicine.
Absolutely.
Like the way that we don't call tree bark medicine anymore, we call it aspirin, willow tree bark. That's now called aspirin because it's a medicine.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, if they're allowed to call alternative medicine, we should be allowed to call ours,
man,
like, best medicine or better,
like,
medicine.
It's like the whole, it's like the kind of anti-expert rhetoric, right? People don't like to feel like, you know, people don't feel like the way of doing, the normal way of doing things is right for them. They feel like they need a kind of special solution sometimes. I think sometimes there's no harm in it. Sometimes it's like, well, you know, I'm having chemotherapy, but also to offset that, I'm drinking a lot of green tea and it makes me feel better.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine, whatever, do what you want. But when people start, yeah, pushing it like that, like, no, this will make you better.
Yeah.
In the same way that people kind of reject facts and pick up conspiracy theories instead.
Yeah.
Because they like it more and it makes their life more exciting.
Yeah. Have you ever tried any alternative medicine?
Nothing about, have you ever tried out a conspiracy theory?
Have you ever heard my 9/11 story?
I love Bush did 9/11. That's my favourite.
Yeah,
no, I like on conspiracy theories. David Icke and the Lizard Monsters is my favourite. He believes... Do you know David Icke?
I have no idea.
He was an ex... God, was he a footballer for a bit? And he was a TV presenter.
Then a cop.
And now he's like a kind of... like a public speaker and a writer, and he does, but you know, inverted commas for all of those. And his grand theory is like the New World Order are taking over the world, and they secretly plan all the major events of the world,
right,
and they are controlled by shape-shifting lizards,
snake and people.
No, lizards. Oh. Very, very crucially, lizards with limbs.
Is this what the South Park episode was based on?
No, not entirely. I mean, you know, it's a pervasive
right
theory.
Okay.
But David Icke is one of the lead proponents. Anyway, John Ronson does this amazing interview with him. But he's like, he sits there calm as you like, being like, yeah, no, it's fat, but you know, Princess Diana, shapeshifting lizard. Queen, shapeshifting lizard. It's all very. And he talks like this. It's all very true. And then he thought he was the Messiah for a bit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Me.
I'm Christ.
Yeah.
That's super weird, dude.
Yeah.
But, like, I know that
that's
people...
That's been my life.
But that's the thing, like, it always sounds really sheltered when you're like, I can't believe people believe that, because it's like, dude, people believe anything. There's... I'm sure I believe things that other people are just like, what?
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. And also, like, yeah.
And so, I don't know, but, like, alternative medicine, I think, is probably one of the most, like, mainstream, and it's just... I don't know. I think you're absolutely right. Use it if you're like, hey, I just want this extra thing on top of my actual thing. But yeah, it's like, I know a couple of people who sell alternative medicine.
Do you mean drugs? Yeah, Do you mean they sell crumbs of splug?
No, I know some splugos, and it's just like, but then when you meet them, you're like, oh, you're all awful. Like, you're not just, this isn't just like your weird bad
That's
thing you
the
do.
Thing.
It's like,
That's
no, you're categorically quite terrible in quite a few ways.
Yeah.
But also, I had something that I guess would be classed as alternative medicine for a while, when a friend of ours gave me, her dad went on like a spirit quest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Some peyote, was it?
Yeah, I don't fucking, no, it wasn't, yeah, he came back, and basically, there were all these little things, they looked like little beans, right, and they had been blessed by like a Buddhist monk.
Okay.
And he was like, standard. Oh, these are magic beans. And I was like, okay.
Could have picked literally any other name for them. It would have been more convincing.
And so I got given, and it was such a lovely gesture, because it was like, I was going through a tough time or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was, and so they gave me these things. And I think I took them being like, okay, well, I take one of these a day. And I had one and I was like, this didn't kill me. And I ended up getting into the habit of taking, I only had like a supply for 2 weeks or something like that. And I think maybe at the time I was like, oh, this is nice. I have something that I have that is my, but in retrospect, that's balls.
It is
unless
balls.
It was like St. John's wort, which apparently works.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult territory. The thing is, we want to be able to say it is good, it is bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is some truth in that some of those, you know, maybe some of those things, the effects of them evade doctors a bit, or, you know, evade medical research a bit, or, you know, people put less trust in them because you can't manufacture them and the drug industry is a thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I think it is just dangerous to automatically assume that, you know, like, medicine is out to kill you. Like, or, you know, particularly like vaccinations are out to kill you. It's so dangerous. And I think it's healthy to treat anything with a degree of skepticism.
Yeah.
And it's also healthy not to hold any beliefs in your mind completely bloody mindedly and without any room for wiggle.
Yeah.
Because the nature of this is getting deep now, man.
Oh,
but the nature of the world is that nothing is absolute. There can always be exceptions, there can always be changes, and you can always open up to something else.
Laurie Havelock, 2017.
Yeah, there we go.
That is lovely.
That's my... And the fireworks approve.
Yeah, and the fireworks do approve. That's,
yeah.
That was... I enjoyed your gorgeous little...
Thanks, man.
Your moral.
It's a bit... I'm appearing all over the country saying that sentence.
That sentence, just in working men's clubs.
Yeah.
Behind the bar.
Yeah, behind the
bar. While serving pints.
Yeah, I'm drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Crying and wanking.
No one's paying me.
But I was actually going to pick you up on the thing you were saying about there are so many things people still don't understand, like blah, 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 medical research and things like that. And I read this thing today that was like, here's a bunch of stuff that doctors still don't get. And it wasn't it wasn't like, whether or not... paracetamol's real. It was like the first one was like blushing. It was like actually not a thing. And how could you argue evolutionary that we develop a thing that happens that shows when we're either embarrassed or lying?
No,
like it's like why would you like what's that thing? And there was reading this really interesting thing about it, and it was like that. And there's the whole thing about like they still don't quite get dreams, or kissing.
Why we do it, no.
No, exactly.
Or why we do... I mean, and it also presupposes there's an answer to any of those questions. It might just be... I wonder if something like blushing, it's just because, well, someone did it by accident and then everyone was like, oh, that's what we do when we're embarrassed, and it's some kind of weird psychosomatic filling in the gaps thing somewhere.
Okay.
But I don't know.
You're subconscious in your body.
I don't know. I was talking to someone else about diet the other day.
Yeah.
Speaking as
Danny Diet. It's another Paul Chambers. Sorry, I felt like we hadn't done a song yet.
Put it in. And, oh, yeah, like diet's one of those people don't really totally understand how diets work. As in, like, you know, not as in losing weight diet, but the diet you eat.
Yeah.
Beyond the fact that it's like, well, if you eat more food, you'll probably put on weight. And, you know, you can work out roughly how many calories you put in. But, like, no one knows, like, what's the best stuff to eat. And now we have all these weird, a generation of celiacs and a generation of...
Gluten
intolerant and lactose intolerance and all this stuff. And people are like, oh, you should have what's the paleo diet, you know, eat like a caveman, because that's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. They're still around, aren't
they? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they came with leaps and bounds. Yeah. Oh, it's not like the agrarian society killed them all off, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I've discovered iron, but I'm dead.
But clearly some stuff works for some people and not. And like, you know, the whole idea of like these foods will help you put on weight and not. I was like, no one really fucking knows.
Mm.
I went to a diet when I was a kid. Oh, big fat kid. Fat kid.
Were you a fat kid?
Glass shot gonna get me. I went to a dietitian a lot, and the kind of, obviously the wisdom was don't eat loads of Mars bars, fat kid. But also wasn't like, well, you should have exactly this, this, and this, and then you will be thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's a bit of a less vague one, because you understand it more. But no one entirely understands it.
I did a job for a nutritionist once.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
Yeah, I did it for about a day, and I got bored. Because it was so dull.
You were poking fat kids.
Oh, it was just poking fat kids. And actually, it was just selling Mars bars outside the dietitians.
No food for
hey,
you.
Hey.
Too fat for more food, kid.
Hey big guy. Want to come buy some product? Selling Mars bars out of my pants.
Do a couple of waves of sploosh. And that weight will fall right off you.
Ride my ting.
Oh, please not. Listen, people can ride your ting later on in the podcast. We've got a lot to get through, mate.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a list.
Oh, I've got
number one, sort out Paddy's act.
Yep.
Number two, consider my act, but, you know,
number it's three.
Fine. Number three, move to Kamchatka.
Oh, where's that?
East coast of Russia.
Oh, mate. You can find me in Fargo. I can't do the accent.
That's Irish.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a good Irish.
Oh, I live up in Fargo.
Oh, Fargo.
It's Kermit the Frog.
Either, bro.
It is kind of Kermit the Frog.
Fargo.
I'm from Fargo.
Fargo.
Yeah.
Fargo.
It is quite near Canada as well. Listen, come right back and we'll have more of these searing jokes.
Searing hot topics.
For you.
And hot topic sears.
Where did you get all those geese?
I'll tell you, I'm the goose wizard. I can summon geese. I ate a load of drugs and it made me magic. I'm the goose wizard, but the geese won't die, and I can't control my powers.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Because the geese are taking over, the geese have run amok, the geese have learned to improvise. Check out that goosey sound going.
Four, flap, flap, flap. Geese.
Well, little paddles, the nights are drawing in and it's getting awfully chilly outside.
Yeah.
What better time of year to crack on with some quality television entertainment?
Yeah, and surfing.
That's specifically the wrong time of year.
Surfing the web.
Surfing the web of...
looking at pictures of waves.
Releases.
Sound waves. For podcasts.
Why do you keep stop? You keep landing in a neat joke and then swerving out of the way at the last minute. That's the Paddy Jervis School of Quality. Always keeping guessing. Move the punchline constantly.
Six sentences after the punchline. That's when
he's
I burst
still
into,
going.
He's still going. Brewdog. It's for kids. L'Oreal. Punk. What,
hey, have you been watching anything good recently? Because there's loads I think you haven't seen yet. You haven't seen Stranger Things, season 2 yet.
No, I've seen the first season.
Oh my word, season 2 is wonderful.
I have never seen a stranger thing than the what I did see in Stranger Things. A little boy whose name was Will.
Will. Wow, you really remember it well then.
He went to find a pail of milk. Instead, he fell up down the hill, and that is befell the Will.
That's as you up down the hill was
in
actually,
the upside down.
Had enough. You're not Jay Foreman.
And
mate.
Had
you can't
to chase
this.
It out of town.
You can't keep doing this.
Strange Things. Whoa.
I've seen that.
It was great. I watched it with you. First one.
Yeah, but the second one, mate. Oh, you took so long to come back around, and then you missed the point again.
I've been very busy, Laurie. I'm a busy.
What, in
I'm
those
a
30
busy
seconds,
man. I missed Stranger Things. I'm gonna watch it.
BoJack.
I'm
not
gonna
watch that.
I've never watched BoJack.
Man, and you would love BoJack.
Yeah, more
it's
and more people.
Wonderful.
Is it one of those shows that's got like way better? No, I'm not saying it was bad.
It's more that come season 2, it knows what it is.
Right.
Yeah. But season 1 is very necessary.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, it's about an anthropomorphic horse.
Right.
And it's in a world where animals live alongside humans, but there's never like a point made other than, oh, well, he's a horse or he's a dog, but they all talk and they all behave like humans. And he's a Hollywood star, washed up, had an old sitcom, gone really badly. And the first season, you're like, oh, he's an asshole. And the joke is he's a dickhead and he hates everyone. And then you realize quite after a while that it's just not a joke. And he's actually a very deeply unhappy and...
horse.
Messed up dude.
Cool.
And the end of season 1 is wonderful, and then season 2 onwards is a big show about depression.
Well, that's it. Most shows at the moment aren't people sad?
Yeah.
And
funny given the sunny outlook in the real world,
I'm
isn't
all
it?
For it. But no, I think the reason I watched BoJack, and this is unfair of me, the reason I didn't watch it is, I think we've spoken about before, that I'm, like, slightly cagey about, just cartoon show, like the new
don't like the porn in cartoons.
I don't like cartoon
cock.
Pornography. What?
You don't like cartoonhorsecock.gov. Another
no.
URL I've secured.
Yep, you've got them all. Got them all! I was always a bit
weird
about...
It's funny that, because you like a lot of adult animation, if I can say that.
You can. Say it louder.
Well, you love...
And backwards.
You love Rick and Morty.
Spanish.
You quite enjoy Rick and Morty.
I do enjoy Rick and Morty.
South Park to a degree.
This is the thing. Of course, yeah. And the Simpsons and Futurama and...
Yeah, oh, Futurama.
Fucking Futurama, man.
But I tried to get you to watch Over the Garden Wall the other day.
Oh, that was awesome.
Did you like that?
That was fucking cool.
I
had no idea what you were
showing. Cartoon Network,
me.
Really weird. Like, if you crossed Studio Ghibli with Tim Burton.
Yeah, it's like uneasy storytelling.
Yeah, really uneasy, but it's beautiful.
I really enjoyed that. Maybe this sounds like I'm countering my own point.
No.
But with that kind of stuff
feel free to contradict yourself.
Stuff like Archer, when I was just like, I watched an episode of that and was like, I don't like this.
No, I think the problem is that some of them are shit.
Oh,
but I think I
see.
What about Bob's Burgers?
Because not interested.
It's very gentle, but
hi,
I really enjoy that.
It's a burger.
Hey Tina, what are you doing, Tina?
I don't know. And then one of them's like,
I'm just eating another burger.
And some people, that's basically it. And like some people, and people swear by it, absolutely swear by it, and that's fine, like because of taste and the nature of being a person. But I think it's bad. I think it's a bad show.
Interesting.
No, it's a well-made show that I'm sure has a wide appeal. But I just don't find it interesting at all.
Yeah, that's fine, man.
Everyone
no,
seems
you're
just
to saying leave... that I'm an uninteresting poop head as well. That's
No. Hey, don't listen to what they're saying about
just
you.
Just a poop head.
Hey, it's good to see you up and about.
Yeah.
Out the house.
I've still got a poop head, though.
Yeah, but... I'm not interested in it.
Mate. Well, you love the animes as well.
I love
the
animes.
That's the other thing I don't
get. Yeah, no, actually, I really enjoy animation on most scales.
Do you reckon that's because with the Japanese anime...
Yeah.
Which anime tends to be.
Just itching my ear.
Yeah, I can see.
Yep,
oh, you've got me to itch my ear as well.
Oh, mate, we should do... It looks like we're reporting in the studio.
Yep. I can confirm that no one can see this joke.
No.
I think maybe with the Japanese anime is that you as soon as you watch that, you know what you're in for. Like, if you're watching a shonen, like, ridiculous boy with powers takes on the world, you're like, great, I know exactly where I am.
Yeah.
I know exactly the tone of this.
He's going to have a sword. Oh, the sword has a soul.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, and he can talk to it, and then he has to upgrade it by getting the 7 gems of power from the 7 bad guys. Great. If you're watching a romantic anime, you're like, great, I know what this is. You know, there's a girl.
The sword.
And, like, still a magical sword. And if you're watching Attack on Titan, you know that everything will come crumbling down around you.
Yep, they can reload their swords.
Oh my god, the season 3 has just been confirmed.
Has it?
Yeah, next summer.
I've still got to read it.
Oh, you do.
Read it like a Polaroid picture. But, that's what they say.
But, maybe you just buy into it more, whereas Western animation is a bit slower, and sometimes it's like, wouldn't it be great if we had this really high budget idea for a show, but didn't have enough money, so we had to animate it instead?
Yeah.
Like Archer. That's like what Archer. I think Archer is.
Or that other one that's quite new, that I haven't seen yet. There's a new one that's meant to be like, all the adverts for it have been like, if you thought this was filthy.
There's that new one, it's a Bill Burr's done one. It's one about kids and they're really gross.
And they've all got like big teeth.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're in the school and sometimes the school is where it's at, mate?
It's kids animation is still really good. I watched
Adventure. What is it?
You don't like Adventure Time?
No,
I'm not about to say that.
No,
but
okay.
Gumball, the Amazing World of Gumball.
Yeah.
You should read which I.
Toby and James's and Bridie's. Yeah.
And I admit to them, I've only watched it with my little cousins, but it's wonderful. Mm. And it's not in that. Oh, it's really sweet and lovely. It's a fucking clever show.
Mm.
And I was talking to Toby about a sequence I really liked, and I met him the other night when something happens to the main characters and they're trying to get somewhere, and as they're getting there, the world, like, downgrades, the animation around them downgrades.
Cool.
As they're going through this thing, that's what this bad guy's doing to them. It's really, really
cool. Like the opposite of the video game Evoland. Yes. Have you played Evoland?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, but, so you haven't done any of this, what the fuck have you been doing instead?
Just power surf.
Power surf.
Power surf on
what
my
surfing?
Lapras.
You don't? I wish you had a Lapras. Oh,
if I had a Lapras.
There'd be room for two.
There'd be room for two on the Lapras. Oh.
Well, come on, what have you been doing instead?
Oh,
What's possibly more important?
Isn't it, I've been working. I still, like, I don't want to be like, I just don't have time for TV, because I totally do. And I watch it in bed. Mate, I've been all over Gilmore Girls.
Oh, fuck off!
No.
What the fuck, Paddy?
No.
What the actual fuck?
Hold your skin and bones.
I will not,
boy.
Because I have watched that show and it is an abomination.
No, well,
oh my god, Lorelai just said, Mom, that I can't do that. Oh, well, you should go tell Tina at the store.
You're wrong.
And then the guy in the baseball cap with the big muscles comes
Luke James.
Auntie the poo-poo. And then.
No, he doesn't do that.
Well, I guess we always learn something in this sunny part of California.
That's Scrubs.
No, it's not.
You're thinking of Scrubs, Laurie.
Mate,
which is great.
Gilmore Girls. Why?
Now, I'm aware that...
Lead me through this journey.
It's weird that this is the sort of thing that... I've said a lot of things on this podcast, but this is the thing I'm expecting people to be like, dude, what?
Fuck you! So, I'm unsubscribing.
Now, I know how this is going to sound, but my girlfriend and I have been watching things.
It is weird to hear you say you've got a girlfriend.
Yeah,
that's unnatural.
I know, it's unnatural, isn't it? And whenever I say it, another fairy grey hair appears in my...
Another wrinkle appears in your portrait in the attic.
Yeah, exactly, but it's all in one part of my face. I've just got one really long hanging part.
One horrible hang.
Yeah, one of my cheeks.
So you and your lady have been watching...
We've been watching Gilmore Girls. Well, basically, she was like, oh, let's watch something that you like. So I introduced her to Catastrophe. Which
great.
She loves. My Brother and Me.
Great.
Which she seems to enjoy, but we've only watched one episode of so far. And I think she basically thinks that we know them or something, because she can't understand how it makes sense like a show. And a couple of other things, mainly sort of... And she's going to watch Spaced when we have time.
Spaced, I think we've said before, is the barometer of any new relationship.
Yeah.
You have to go, we're going to watch Spaced, and if you hate it, this is over.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of everything I am.
But then again, there was a time when I used to say very similar things about the television show Louis. And that is now off my list.
Still a well-made TV show, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He's still a massive
wanger. That's the wrong word to use.
It's the wrong word to use.
A real prick.
A real piece of work.
Wait, a piece of work.
Still the wrong phrase.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
Oh, he's not even ruined his TV show.
He's a bad boy.
Again, wrong.
What?
None of it worked. That's it. Not only has he ruined his own TV show, but he's ruined all the horrible phrases we can say about him.
He's a shit. There you go.
They're probably involved somewhere.
Yeah. So anyway, but one of the shows she showed me a couple of shows. She showed me How to Get Away with Murder, which I didn't latch onto.
Didn't like that.
No, it just seems that they have to crowbar in a murder every season.
It's which like House.
In the first season you're like, oh, this is how they get away with murder. In the second season they're like, why are they still murdering people? They barely got away with the first murder. And how can they make this? And they must now know that something's wrong.
All the murders.
So they're like season six. And people keep dying. It's like, well, just fucking
Dexter.
Go to jail or something, or work out the murder. Anyway, so that's a load of shit. And then Gilmore Girls.
But Gilmore Girls, no.
No, hang on.
Top quality TV.
Right, okay. It's got drama, pow. Acting, pow.
What? Reel back. The show having acting cannot be a plus.
Good acting.
Is it?
From a lot
because
of them.
No.
Some weak, but that's only a few of them.
I remember the mother and daughter combination, the eponymous Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, who are very good.
Dreadful.
No, absolutely.
Just like, really self-satisfied, like, I'm going to open a store and all it's going to sell is bongos. Oh, mother, you are such a cad. Is that how it goes?
Yes. But it's good.
Why are you sleeping with that boy?
No, okay, you've got this all wrong. You've got this completely all wrong. So basically, it's got cameras, lights, action. It's got acting.
A script,
it's got
I script. Think.
It has jokes, some of which aren't great, but a lot of which are surprisingly well written.
So hang on.
It's
what,
one of those
what, you've
series
said lots
that
of
ran
words.
For such a long time, and yet they've seemed to so far... I'm on, like, season four. They seem to have so far kept up the quality of writing.
Okay, so what is it?
Okay, right, picture this. This is all going to sound shit.
Yeah, because it, I mean...
No,
that's
no.
That's because it is shit.
No.
Spoiler, listeners, no. It is shit.
Laurie's wrong. So, what it is, right, okay, wow. It's not, okay, it sounds like something I'd hate, for a start.
Yeah, number one, I can't believe it's you.
But I don't.
What is it?
Lorelai Gilmore and her daughter, also called Lorelai Gilmore.
Oh!
But
is one of them Laurie?
Rory. Okay, so you got Lorelai... And Rory, right, and they're two of the Gilmore Girls, and then there's her grandma and her
granny,
mum.
Granny Winklebags.
Who's not Lorelai because she married into the family. She's called Emily Gilmore.
Is there a tradition of naming all the women in that family?
That's
Lorelai?
The thing. So, and then the great grandmother is called Lorelai.
Immediately, I've got problems.
Right. Yes. Fair enough. But then same in my family. They're all called Guinea. But we gave them
that name. That's their nickname. It's not their actual
name.
Well,
yeah, but then that's what you become. Anyway, so Lorelai and Roy, right, and there's the grandparents. There's Richard and Emily Gilmore.
Oh,
they're very rich.
Fuckers.
God, they're very rich. And the whole premise is...
Where do they live?
They're Stars Hollow.
Where's that in America?
Is it? Connecticut.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, hey. What? Connecticut? Oh, turns out, quite a lot of... cool shit going on there.
You are doing the most American pose. I'm like, yeah. Well, I guess that's...
Whoa.
He's got his two hands out at kind of an awkward angle, like a splayed crow.
I look like a puzzle in a video game, you know, where you have to weigh down this arm and then stand on this one. Yeah, something like that. Or Lilac Wars guy.
Andros,
that was it. So anyway, they live there. The grandparents, they're very rich. And it all begins because, Rory, who's super smart, right? And her dad is fucked off, right? So Lorelai gets pregnant at 16 and then has the baby.
Hey,
and
this
dishonors...
all happen in the show?
No, well, this is the bit of background. Lorelai gets pregnant,
right.
Has a baby, right. And thereby dishonors the family name, gets kicked out of her home and has to raise a child as a single mother.
Because they're posho family?
Yes. Cut off from her family.
Oh.
And then, but then obviously the grandparents, they love the daughter because there's a grandkid, yeah? And they want her to grow up and be smart and go Harvard, right? Go Harvard.
Go Harvard. Ooh,
and so
go the Harvard Jets.
Exactly. Go Harvard Jets. That's what I always used to say on Team Laurie.
No, Pat, you can't do asides when you're explaining this.
Okay.
I don't know what's in the show and what isn't.
Okay,
right,
so just bear with me. Okay, so...
Are the Harvard Jets in the show?
I don't know. So, yeah, they are.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
I don't know if that's real. So, Lorelai, she wants to send Rory to a good school because Rory's really clever, and so she wants to send her to best school ever, and so the grandparents are like, we'll pay for her to be put through school
right?
Because you don't have any money. But in exchange, you owe us, and you have to have dinner with us every Friday, right? And so
what a hook!
Yeah, it's...
they must have been wanking themselves silly when they thought of that one.
And so they have dinner. She goes to good school, and then and then it's just, you know, the trials and tribulations of what's going on.
Of what? Right? Of being really rich white people.
That's the problem with it, you see. that's where I've fallen flat, is it deals with a lot of interesting things, but also, at its heart, there is a strong element of, well, you all have really nice lives.
And hair.
And hair. And you all get to, and then it's about relationships and about things that go wrong when you're growing up and things.
Oh my god,
that you have to deal
I had relationships and things go wrong when I grew
exactly,
up.
Exactly, it's just like me. And so they're all Happy Gilmore, right? Happy.
Oh, you can't have just thought of that.
I didn't even think of that. That was just an error that worked out. So they're all doing that.
Say that at the end, they all lived happily ever Gilmore.
They all live happily ever Gilmore, but they don't yet. That's what I don't know, right? But then,
I hang on, I thought
but then there's
over.
Baseball cap guy who you were talking about, who's Luke. Who runs Luke's diner, and he's like, he's surly and all that when you meet him, but then you realise, God,
he looks
you
like,
know what? He's got depth.
He looks like an inflated Jason, what's
Mraz.
He called? No, not Jason Mraz.
Siegel.
Jason, no. No.
Statham?
No. Please stop saying other Jasons. Oh my God, he's in Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Lenny Kravitz.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, main guy.
Alvin.
No, oh my God, he's obviously the human in Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Jason
Lee? Jason Lee.
Jason Lee, Bruce Lee's dad.
No. Is it Jason Lee?
Brandon
Jason
Lee, Bruce Lee's
X.
Son.
Jason.
Jason.
Jason. Jason Lee, I think.
Jason, I don't know who
he's in My Name
though.
Is Earl. My Name is Earl.
No, his name's Jason. You're bored of my shit, aren't you?
Yeah, what the fuck are you on about, mate?
Alvin.
Jason. Oh, yes, Jason Lee. He looks like an inflated one of him. If you put like a, if you pumped him up.
Yeah, actually, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
we'll
took
give
off his moustache.
He's all good, right? He's all
feel
good.
Feel free to cut
right,
that bit.
Feel free. Nah, it's cool, mate. I'll keep him whatever.
Take
I
out Jason hour.
Salvage from Paddy's Gilmore Girls hour.
Could you? I love it if you edited it together to be a really succinct pricey of the show.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, oh, hodgepodgepod. So
anyway, sorry. Luke's there. He runs
Luke's
a diner. He's
clearly,
a meathead.
He's a meathead. He clearly has sexual tension with Lorelai, but they've never addressed it.
Lorelai the mum.
Lorelai the mum, who is fucking great. She's really good, played by Lauren Gray. She's fucking good at what she does. I think now she's had loads of plastic surgery and is quite weird.
Yeah, stopped moving, her
yeah,
face stops
and
moving.
Yeah, exactly, and looks sort of like you kind of pulled the sides of a cat. Like,
why a cat?
Because
have you done that
like,
before?
She's kind of like...
Yeah, no,
But then the girl who plays Rory is now apparently in Handmaid's Tale and is very good and very good at what she does. Bad thing about the show that I didn't get on with until quite recently, Rory's boyfriends, you watch them and you're like, this guy's an anus and this guy's an anus.
Uh-huh.
And now she has to choose between the two anuses. And then you find yourself taking a side.
Oh, and you're like, classic telly,
good thing
mate.
About the show, her
classic
best friend
telly.
Is a Korean girl called Lane, who is great. Who is fucking great, and it's all about... Her story is all about growing up with a very strict Korean Christian mother who Ooh. Doesn't want her to talk to anyone, doesn't want her to go outside, just wants her to go to church and, like, never like that. But she leads a secret double life where she wants to be a drummer in, like, a punk band. And so she...
Oh, that's not your
she,
story.
All of her storylines are about, like, they go... So they go to a Shins concert at one point, and they go...
Oh, my God, the Shins are so edgy.
Shins are in it. The Shins are in an episode.
Yeah.
And are really good. And, but they're the Shins. They're,
that is
know,
exactly that the kind exactly. of thing the Shins would
the
do.
The Bangles are in an episode.
Yeah, mate, Toast of London's got Josh Homme, so...
Yeah, and Toast of London's very good.
Yeah, it's better.
As are the Shins. And the Gilmore Girls.
No!
Right, and so, but Rogue Element, that initially I was like...
Oh, Rogue Element, they kill a character every week.
Kill a character every week,
Brilliant.
And they have to all vote which one it
yes!
is.
Yes!
Yeah, no, Rogue Element, okay, forgotten his name, something Gunn. And he's in Guardians.
Jamie, get my gun.
Guy in Guardians, who plays a guy's apprentice.
Oh, the apprentice.
The guy
he's James Gunn's brother.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He is, like, kind of the main comic relief
I'm sorry,
of the show.
Mate, I should know your name. That's terrible.
He's for, Paul Gunn?
No, Phil Gunn.
John Gunn.
Big Gunn.
John Hamm?
Big Gunn.
Ham Bear. Jason Mraz. So,
no.
John Gunn, Paul Gunn, whatever his name is, Gunny. Right, he plays a character called Kirk, right? And
yeah.
Kirk is a fantastic comic creation.
Right,
and,
right.
Because, so, you don't notice it for the first couple of episodes, but he's in most shots working a different job, but there's obviously no storyline focus. Sean Gunn is his name. So there's no storyline focus on him. And you don't notice until you look back at it. He's been in basically every scene. In one scene, he's like a mailman, and one guy, he's like a pizza guy, and then he works in the carpenters or whatever. And then
is that because he's like a shapeshifter, or is it because he's
no,
just had loads of
And
jobs?
You don't notice it. And then it because his story, every single one of his little arcs is that he appears to work for everyone and does every job in town and does it badly and has a different kind of... He's always this kind of super intense, weird idiot man who does all these different things. Like me. He's fucking brilliant. And then and he's the guy from Guardians 2. And Guardians 1, I think, but he's more prominent in Guardians 2.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure he got written into Guardians 1 because someone didn't want to do it. And
yeah.
James Gunn went, well... Because doesn't he do stunts or something? Isn't that his thing as well? Isn't
stunts?
He a stunt guy?
Oh, yeah, no. I think he is.
Is it stunt? He does something else and he was involved in Guardians otherwise because
A stunt dude.
Yeah.
He's fucking cool.
His character's called Craglin, I've just looked up.
Ron from Parks and Rec, isn't it?
How
do we keep forgetting everyone's names?
Because it's like a Wednesday night. We're both
Ron Swanson.
Give me a second and I'll remember.
He's in it and he's very funny. Nick Offerman. Sebastian Bach, the lead singer of Skid Row, is one of the big characters. He's fucking amazing. It's great. And I thought I'd hate it. And I remember watching one episode and being like, oh, I'm clearly doing this out of love. And then about 2 days later, I was like, I want to know if she got into the school. Why do I care? So I watched another episode with Benny, and we were like, and she was like, oh, it starts to warm up in season two, so you might not like this bit, but if you get bored of it, just tell me. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know. And then I wanted to watch a couple more, and before I know it, I'm nearly at the end of season four, I'm watching it on my own, I'm like in the dark.
I'm crying.
And it's like now it's become one of those weird comfort things where, like, even if I fall asleep, like, it's something that I can just, like, put on in the background, or
that's
if I'm cooking
nice.
Or I'm something like that, and I can only be half focused on it and get the gist of what's going on, but follow the main plot, which I think is really good.
So it's a bit like homeopathic medicine, then.
It's
in that, you know, it's not actively harmful, but it makes you feel nice.
Yes. Yeah. it's the homeopathy of Netflix.
Right.
And I don't know, man. I've gotten super into it, and apparently it'll be done. And apparently I think they've made, like, a new thing that's, like... They've done a new series that's only four
ten
episodes.
10 years on or something,
but
is
the problem
it?
Is two of them are by the original writer, and two of them aren't. And apparently two of them are very good, and two of them aren't. So, you know... And
well, my sister's a massive fan, or at least was for a long time. Whether she still watches it, I couldn't tell you. I know she had some fairly strong opinions about the last two episodes, but I've watched several.
Yeah, you have seen a few of them.
And I think it's dog shit.
That's fine.
And I think you're dog shit people for liking it.
No, you don't. I'm pretty sure.
I kind of do.
I think you're wrong.
I kind of do.
Oh man. That's sad. That's really sad.
I kind of judge everyone by the TV programs they like.
Well, because I have a 1% difference in margin of error of yours.
No, not true. And I'm trying to think, but there are more that you like. You don't like Adventure Time, which I don't understand.
Yeah, and I just...
I know taste is a thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I
think if Gilmore Girls was a dog shit 19-minute show about... I don't know, that was like hack TV, I'd understand. But because it was like a long-running, long-form, the episodes are 45 minutes.
Doesn't make it good.
And it's good. I don't know, there's just something about it that I'm like, this does work. There's a reason that this has continued to be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. I'm not saying...
If I was
I'm not
watching,
my
like, Hannah Montana, shoot me, fine.
But then where's the differentiation there?
Well, because
Hannah Montana went on for years and it spawned one of the most successful pop stars in the world.
Yeah, and it's shit.
But why? That's but your barometer for stuff being shit right now in this conversation is its longevity.
No, I'm saying one of them's quite well written, has good jokes and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't agree with that though.
Yeah, but
that's the bit I don't agree with. I think there's anything wrong with it.
You just said it was.
I said it made me shit. Yeah, you know I was kidding.
I
find it weird that you like it so much. It'd be one thing if you're like, well, Benny got me to watch this thing, and it's fine. I have no big problems with it, but you really like. You're a fan.
I'm actively,
and you're going to watch it all.
I'm going to watch it all, and I find it so relaxing. And there was a worry here because sometimes I find things super relaxing and I watch them loads because I'm like, this is so mindless. I don't have to give a shit. And I have definitely done
watching
that
watching like YouTubers sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Putting
on a streamer, or when Benny got super into Love Island. And
Love Island's one of those things that I think is total shit, but I totally understand.
Yeah,
that,
you like actively can put on a part of your brain where you're like, I
have stakes in this now. I care which one of these weirdly hot but not hot people
exactly
succeeds
does a thing.
At mating.
And so that I can understand, and I can understand why I watched it with Benny and stuff like that, because I've been like, I literally just zoned out for, an hour every week or whatever, and was basically asleep, but got to have something making my brain go, oh, this is happening. Whereas with Gilmore Girls, I thought it might be that, but I don't think it is. I actually think it's really well written and really well done.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I've got no way back from that, really.
You've got no way back.
Well, I mean, I just that, obviously you form a strong opinion about any kind of media, right? And you'd like to think that your opinion's really important of it. And I'm talking more about my negative opinion than your positive one, because obviously you like stuff, you like it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Doctor Who. Like, I find it very hard to enjoy Doctor Who.
Even though
on paper I really should, because I love sci-fi, and I love slightly quirky, slightly comedic stuff in that vein.
Yeah.
And I love a lot of the actors, a lot of the writers I think are really brilliant.
I'm in the exact same boat as you.
And yet...
I've never seen it.
Well, have you not? I watched a good couple of seasons of it, and I just couldn't get into it.
I saw one episode. I went to a premiere... not like a film premiere.
Like a screening.
A screening of this new thing with a bunch of people, because they were like, it's a fucking new series, and it's a doctor, and he's going to do all this stuff.
Who was it? What era?
Not Capaldi.
Yeah.
Who was before him?
Matt Smith.
David Tennant.
And then before him.
Matt Smith. I think it was Matt Smith.
As in the first of the new...
About 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, so I watched those Eccleston ones with Billy Piper, and they were actually some of those good.
Yeah.
But I never found myself being like, there's something particularly about American drama shows right now which gives you that, I have to know what happens
next. It's a
fix-ness.
How can Sherlock Gilmore Girls have a fucking cliffhanger at the end of each week? And yet they do.
Shut up about fucking Gilmore Girls for 2 seconds, or we're going to fall out, mister.
Mm.
No, there's an awful lot of cack on TV, and there's an awful lot of cack that people... Lord, as if it's the best thing ever. I'm not saying this of Gilmore Girls necessarily, but particularly there are so many dour American drama shows, particularly that are all quite cliffhangery, and obviously take their cues from stuff like The Wire or even like Lost
Scandal.
And stuff. Yeah, and you just go, oh, I get this. You thought of a hook, and it's going to be this every week.
Yeah.
And then there's some amazing TV I don't get. So I'm not anyway. What I'm trying to say is I'm not an arbiter of taste. But there is an awful lot of cack put out, and I think a lot of people... It's easy to convince yourself something is good when you're invested in it.
Yeah.
And you're like... Lost. Lost is the perfect example. I was so into Lost.
Yeah.
And I was convinced it was brilliant seasons. For so long. I watched the whole fucking lot, and it was not worth it. It's dreadful.
I was still enjoying it at the end of season 2, and then I just stopped.
Perfect time to stop.
Yeah.
Because it got really silly beyond that.
Yeah. You've tried to explain it to me.
It
so
got
many
to the
times.
End of it. Well, it turns out it's a magical floating island that they control with like a lever in the middle, and they all time travel anyway, and they go back in time to the Dharma Initiative in the 70s, and then it all turns out it was heaven all along.
Oh.
Full stop.
So it was the thing that everyone said it was?
Yeah.
Except with a load of shit thrown in.
Except
front
with
it.
Loads of extra padding.
Wow, they really shat the bed on
they
that.
Really
didn't
shat they really shat the bed. I don't know what I'm trying to say. And then you watch an anime, to come back to that point, right? Yeah. You watch, like, Attack on Titan. That show is pure, like, oh, what will happen next week?
Yeah.
Will Eren stab him in the face once or 4 times?
And then there's 6 minutes of screaming, and then it's over.
And,
yeah.
And, like, you kind of know, you know it. You're being manipulated a little bit. But, yeah, but somehow it works. It's still stylish and it's still interesting.
It's super addictive.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
But now that we're living in a time where there is also such a high quality of television.
And
around.
You can kind of find... You can be like, I want to watch this very specific type of thing, and I will find it.
Yeah. And there's more and more being commissioned by more and more people that I really like. Like, more and more comics are writing really good shows.
Yeah.
And more comic book adaptations being made into things and stuff like that. And there's so much good stuff around at the moment. And at the moment, I'm just not watching any of it because I'm tired.
Gilmore Girls. I'm watching
Gilmore Girls, but you can't really... I don't know. You can't control what you... And I thought maybe it was that I was so saturated by true-to-life... comedians' takes on what it is to fall in love.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of those recently. And I've loved all of them. I've absolutely adored them. Depressed man considers killing self and then doesn't because other thing happens.
What was that?
I don't know, along the veins of that would probably include Louis as well, but Flowers.
Oh, shit, I forgot about Flowers. Flowers, I think, is different, though. Flowers is more creative.
Yes.
Flowers is a bit more... out there.
I fucking love
that
Flowers.
Show was brilliant. If you haven't seen it, Channel 4 show called Flowers.
Six
I
can't episodes.
Remember who, who's the guy who wrote it? I always forget his name.
Will Sharp. Yeah.
And who's also, who stars in it.
Guy. Yeah, Will Sharp's in it. And his
brother does all the music, which is also brilliant. And it's Julian Barrett. and Olivia Colman.
And the guy from the BT adverts.
Yes, Chris something, or is he called Chris in the BT adverts?
I don't know, but he's always the one who's like, gotta get the
router. Oh no, my mum's here and I haven't cleaned up all my jizz.
Yeah, exactly. I've been wanking.
Looks like I've got to look on BT some more for some better porn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And and like Flowers was amazing, and I really got into all those style of shows, but I don't know. There's that new. I think those are hooks, and also the other side of it is like dorky stuff, which is now cool.
Dorky stuff is now cool.
And I know that everyone who's into this kind of stuff says this sentence, but it's like, this is our time.
It is our time. Now, here's the thing about that, though, on subject TV shows. Number one, it is a great time to be a geek.
Yeah.
And everything is wonderful. We just went to TV4 Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most joyful films I've ever seen.
I really enjoyed it.
Not even speaking with my comic book hat on.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a really great film, written by and directed by Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Who did What We Do in the Shadows and Hunt for the Wilder People.
He didn't write it.
Did he not write? No, he helped write.
He helped, yeah.
And apparently it's like 80% improvised. I think that was James saying that. I think it's a bit improvised.
Yeah.
But the Marvel TV stuff is really interesting
mm.
because I have not found one bit of it I like yet.
No, is that so?
And I am their fucking target demographic.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that is my image of churned out, glossy, high production values, but ultimately shit TV
mm.
that is there to prop up. You know, it's all there so that they can do a Defender. You know, this. If you haven't seen it, there's like Daredevil,
Luke Cage,
Iron Fist, Jessica Jones.
And
they're going to do an Elektra series. Oh, Punisher's a new one.
Punisher.
And they're all going to get together and they're going to do a Defenders series, which in comics was, you know, they're like the on the ground superheroes, where the Avengers are like the super cool, you know, sexy costumes fly off in space. The Defenders are like, we protect New York from gangsters kind of superheroes. Daredevil, that's what Daredevil's shtick is. But I don't know if you guys watch any of them and you disagree. I know you haven't either, but
I tried Daredevil. I thought there was that one really cool fight scene.
That amazing fight scene.
And then I got completely bored of it.
I tried to watch Jessica Jones, which I was told routinely was amazing, and I thought it was dross.
I know, I didn't watch any of that. I tried, didn't watch any of Luke
Cage. One episode of Luke Cage was fine. Iron Fist was terrible.
Yeah, Iron Fist meant to be dog shit. But like, we watched Preacher for a while. I know that's a different thing.
And then
even though I actually enjoyed Preacher, I gave up on it after about...
American Gods is the one I need to go back to, man.
Oh, I haven't tried it.
Oh, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, that is... we're just now listing TV shows that we like, which is unfortunate if you were hoping a discursive podcast. But
now we're just going to watch them.
Yeah.
So strap up and pop in.
No, but American Gods is great, but because they really embrace that... The aesthetic's the wrong word because it's a book. The mood and the feel of it.
The timbre.
Well, yeah, the timbre is almost the right word. The texture of it. Because Neil Gaiman's all about everything slightly unworked. You know, he's about the intersection of worlds and where myth and reality kind of collide, isn't he? That's his whole thing. And like how myths inform reality.
Mm.
And American Gods does that really, really well straight away. Gets the tone of American. It's a weird book, that.
Weird book.
But it's brilliant. But it's like you feel a bit disassociated. It's not like there was a man called Shadow. He went on the road. He met this man. It's all a bit hazy and weird and floats in and out of consciousnesses and stuff.
Neverwhere's my favourite.
Oh, the Gaiman. Mm. Yeah. Well, he's doing the next thing to watch out for TV wise. I'm pretty sure it's BBC, but I might be wrong. New adaptation of Good Omens. They're doing.
Oh yeah.
My god.
I don't think I've read.
Have you not?
No.
I reckon it's his best book. Because he wrote he wrote it with
Shut the front door.
Shut the front door.
Shut the back door.
Because he wrote it with Doug
Wiggles.
Terry Pratchett even.
I did know that. I haven't read that.
But the cast is amazing. I'm trying to remember. But it's about like a good I don't know what you
want
to call it about. Good Omen. It's about the end of the world being foreseen and the kind of forces at play trying to keep it. But it's very Terry Pratchett, but set in Britain.
Oh cool. I'm a good omen.
But the cast is amazing. It's like, I can't remember anyone who's in it actually now.
I hoped you'd get that, but nah.
No, I did. John Hamm's in it. I'm going to keep ignoring you. Paul Kaye's in it.
Oh.
Who are the main characters?
Good Omen Pass.
Miranda Richardson, Reese Shearsmith, Michael Sheen.
Oh, that's a really good cast.
David Tennant is Crowley.
There are two.
There's the good. There's basically an angel and a devil, but he's kind of death, such a devil.
Who is he? What's he doing?
David Tennant's the devil.
David Krenlin's.
David Krenlin's.
Little Krenster. Poppy Falto.
Okay, well, that's great. I'm glad we did this chat. Well, look, I mean, you can assail me all you like with your stupid words, because I on the side of those who think Gilmore Girls is wank.
Well, that's absolutely fine. And I'm sorry that I derailed your point about Taika Waititi, because we should really just say he's clearly...
one of the most amazing humans.
He's fucking awesome. Yeah. Like Hunt for the Wilder People is incredible. What We Do in the Shadows is incredible. And now Ragnarok, which is just like, that's must be him out of his comfort zone, in inverted commas, but he's jumped from two things that are quite similar in the kind of style to like, oh, this is like one of the biggest films of this year.
I imagine being the guy who gave him a shot on that, or the guy or gal who gave him a shot on that, because, yeah, you're right. Like, to go from that to...
And he's in it.
Yeah, and he's in it, and he's the best character in it.
Yeah, alright.
Oh, hey. Oh, it sounds like you've got quite a personal relationship with it, Hemmer.
Oh, he's so fucking funny.
He's,
And Werewolves is going to be amazing.
Ah, Werewolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, I don't know how he does it, but you, if you want yourself a nice big smile on your bum,
yeah,
go see Thor Ragnarok. That's the Podshambles promise.
Here's a little warning about Podshambles promises. Mostly, they're little lies. Tiny little lies, but don't.
Here's another Podshambles promise.
Here's one.
Don't fucking bother with Gilmore Girls.
Don't fuck it. Don't fuck your dad. Don't.
Wow.
No. Let me finish my sentence. No, yeah. Podshambles
promise.
Podshambles promise. Don't fuck your dad with your crazy hats.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
No, don't tell him.
Back to Gilmore Girls with you.
No. Spoiler alert, Kaiser Soze. Spoiler alert, Dumbledore dies. Spoiler alert, life isn't worth it. Why not end it all now?
Oh, mate, spoilers!
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have to kill myself now.
Oh, I should shut my mouth shut.
Shit.
So originally, you're on neither of their side, right? But Jess is a rebel without a cause, and you start to sort of love him, whereas Dean, I think he's just a bit of a meathead. And yet you think neither of them deserve her love, but you do end up on Jess's side?
Sorry, mate, are you still talking? Sorry, I was looking at my phone. Are we recording again?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry, oh, we've got to go to the podcast. Don't go on about that old shit anymore.
I'm not... You said you'd watch it.
I did not. It's the end of the podcast, unfortunately, Paddy, so we've run out of time. You can't go on about the Slapford Slats or whatever that...
I'm hashtag double G team Jess.
Double G team. Well, that's good.
I'm the GG team and the coin GT.
PG. Come on, you've got some PG to work with.
I've got some PG tips for you. Tip one. This is my bad. This is my rap.
God, this is what happens when they hire like a really on the ropes comedian to do an ad campaign for PG tips. Like, oh, I'll tell you, here's another one I got.
If you want to drink tea, then try PG. I've got some tips for you. Tip one, drink this tea. It's from PG. Tip two, it's great.
That's not a tip.
That's a tip. Yeah.
Listen, we've got to say goodbye, listeners, before Paddy. Before, but no.
12.5%.
That is how we get into trouble.
A charge of service.
Please. No, thank you. We're full.
Plus that.
We've got to say goodbye to the listeners because they have had enough at this point.
Spunk.
Okay. Great. Well, Pat, what I was going to say is we've got a little something to clear up from last week. A certain winner of a competition to announce, if you remember. Do you remember last week we introduced our new feature?
Kyle, we'll be sending you the voucher.
Shut the fuck up.
You're through character, to the Champions League final.
Shush. Character assassination, Paddy. Do you remember?
Carapodass.
Yeah. Carapodass. Well, without further ado, Pads, I've got some winners to announce. We can also explain the competition as well.
Yeah.
We remember we unveiled two brand new, state-of-the-art, fully interactive, and sexy characters.
And one of them, Paddy's, is cool.
No, you can't.
And don't. Down.
Okay, well, your voting's over, so you can't influence it, but that is not cool, bro.
The votes are in, bro.
We operate on democracy here.
Hi, bro.
Hi, democracy.
Hi, bro.
Hi, what? What are you
hi,
doing?
Bro, low, bro.
Do you remember who? Do you even remember your character?
Yeah, he was called...
You did have to pick up your book then, didn't you?
No.
What's the stage direction for that voice, by the way?
No. Terrible.
Just terrible.
Just done badly.
If you remember, my one was called...
Chris in Mouth.
All right, thanks for talking over it, you prick. Jesus, this is the Paddy German show. Oh, Laurie, just write a character, then Paddy can do them.
I enjoyed your character so much that it stuck with me.
Oh, is it?
I've been doing it on stage.
Have you?
Yeah,
where are my royalties?
Yeah, no.
And the Chris in Mouth, we had the three...
He just sounds like John Ronson now.
Hello. Chris in Mouth, who had the three little Dachshunds, who were his little pals.
But did he have boots? No.
What was Willy's story again?
He got kissed by
a witch.
I've noted it down here in about five very quick sentences. Distinguishing features. Escape map. Prison tattoo. Legs covered by Wellingtons. Can't remove them. Cursed by a wise prostitute. He kicks her. Wrongly convicted for boot crimes. brackets. His footprints? With question mark. Must break curse with true love's kiss in jail. Catchphrase, if the shoe fits. And I'm pretty sure he's also really old.
Yeah, he is. And but I think a child? The explanation is he's really old. Why does his voice sound like, well, most of his voice has died?
Yeah, that's what happens when you get older. Parts of your voice die.
Well, Crispin Mouth, he's like, he's got three little Dachshunds and they're called, do you remember what they're called? There's Dorito.
Oh, yeah. And there's one that's about Pringles.
Captain Pringles.
And then there's the best one.
Crackers.
That was it. Yeah. Little Ritz guy.
He loves the crackers and nobody, not in a bowl, silly, crisps in my face.
Which just doesn't really work. Anyway, Paz, the votes are in.
Oh.
Can you imagine? And, I mean, it's staggering news straight away.
Do you want a drum roll?
No, I don't think that's necessary. That's not a drum roll. That's a paradiddle. No, roll, not a fill. Not a fill.
Oh. Do you want to hear my new character, Faraway Phil? It's 5 seconds. It takes 5 seconds.
Obviously not.
Don't you? Don't you want to hear it?
I don't think it even sounds that much further away in this room.
Are you sure?
You're literally...
Why is his voice like Matt Berry's? I'm over here.
I'm going to announce the winner if you don't get back here quick.
Yep, I'm back.
Get back here, Phil.
I'm back, Phil.
Well, it's... Who would have guessed it, listeners? It's a dead heat in the first ever competition. A 50-50 split of the vote straight down the middle.
50 people 50, voted 50. For
yeah,
each of
for
us.
Each of us. 50,000 people both ways.
If it was 52-48.
We have a couple. I have a couple of comments from those who voted. Aidan Thorne. I don't actually have his proper comment.
We drew.
We drew. Dead heat. I know. What a disappointment.
That's
Aidan Thorne's given us something to say. He also said something else, which I don't have written down here, but he voted for me because he's my friend. Tom Clutterbuck, who's going to his second.
Too.
Mine more. Second shout out in 2 weeks.
Well, he's Clutterbuck's arguably, mine.
Well, he voted for me, so what does that say?
Well, it shows that he's a fucking traitor.
He said, it has to be Loz Pod.
I'm going to shave you, Tom. I'm going to shave you.
Shave you good and proper.
I'm going to shave you.
He says,
good.
It has to be Loz Pod ass because I'd argue Paddy's was more a narrative than a character, but they both creeped me the fuck out.
Great.
I mean, win.
I'm a great, I'm a great writer. I'm a great storyteller.
No, you just missed the point of the whole competition.
I am change.
You are the resurrection. Artie Blair voted for you, though. He just said, hashtag Paddy Podass. Love that guy.
Oh, great.
Now, if it's Paddy or Wee Willing Wellingtons,
yeah.
I'm not sure. But either way, the prognosis isn't that good. And also, Celestial, who is Ashkimeg on Twitter.
Ashkimeg.
He sent us something else, which is an amazing picture of imagining if what they did to dinosaur skeletons to turn them into real dinosaurs, like the leaps of logic, was applied to birds, and they made horrifying bird dinosaurs. It's fucking amazing. Go and read that link. I'll retweet it today.
How is that in any way linked?
He put it. I said he tweeted that, and then as an afterthought, just went also Paddy Podass. So
yes,
I think that's probably half a vote, if anything, because it's a lot less emphatic.
I think it's two votes.
Why?
Because he also told us about the birds.
Well, that's neither hither nor thither.
Which.
Did you like that?
I did. I really did. That tickle me.
Well, thanks everyone for your votes and for that dead heat and also for giving us no winner.
So we do it by surnames alphabetically.
I win!
No, I win.
No, because I've got an A in mine.
Surnames.
That's how it works. Yeah, but I've got an A, second letter.
No.
Second letter rules.
Mine begins with G.
You're playing it by the old rules, old boy.
I do it by middle name. First middle name.
Oh, yeah, fuck you. Oh, first middle name, says Paddy, who's also got both bases conveniently covered for that particular game. All right, whoever is last in the alphabet for middle names. Oh, looks like it's me again with Xavier. Fucking prick.
Paddy wins.
No names.
No names?
No names.
All right, just code names from here on in.
Okay.
You be ball one. I'll be ball three.
What happened to ball two?
He's gone.
Oh, he dropped.
They found it.
He dropped. Come on, that's the joke. Well, look, we're going to do two new characters for you next week, but Aidan Thorne has given us a sentence to read, so I think it's only fair that we read this sentence as by each character.
Okay, are you going to start?
Okay, I can. I've got to get really close and start. A bit of this.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's strange. My friend and I talked about Cocoa Pops and the name change only yesterday.
There you go. That was Crispin Mouth.
So unsettling that made me want to.
Oh, because yours is going to be a fucking barrel of
strange. My friend and I talked about Cocoa Pops and the name change only yesterday.
Oh, but then I hope it isn't part of the sentence, Laws Podass. Because that would suck if I had to say that as well.
Willy Wellingtons.
No, you can't just repeat his name. It's to try and garner more votes.
I'm not going to miss him.
Well, look, you're going to love Character Assassination, listeners, and we're going to bring it back next week. Before we go, Pads, is there any other business?
Any other business?
Come on, next time.
Yeah.
I always say next week, and I always mean next
AOB,
year.
Aioli or barbecue?
Aioli, always.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no,
mayonnaise
I'm with
great.
I'm with
I made some the other night. It's really easy.
Did you?
You just crush up a load of garlic and put it in mayonnaise.
Is that
and
it?
A little bit of lemon juice.
And parsley in it. Don't they put some... No, not
if
parsley.
You're a prick.
What's the little... Yeah, if you're
if
a
you're
real wanker.
Prick.
Yeah.
What, you got some AOBs?
I've got some AOBs. Okay, number
Get
one.
Get on with it while I don't pay attention.
I'm selling all my shoes. If anyone wants to buy them... No, my thing is I'm in a play... And I mentioned it earlier, and it's on in London, and it's called 30 Christmases. It's at the new Diorama.
God forbid you're doing your marketing.
I'm not doing my marketing. I did it last year in Oxford, and Laurie and I got pissed and talked about it on that episode.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we'll have to do a
you came to
a
see
rehash,
me.
Won't we?
Yeah, we'll have to do a little rehash. Yeah, and it's running from the 4th of December until the 23rd of December, and it's at 7-ish...
Wow!
The new Diorama Theatre in Euston, and it's a festive comic play with festive comic songs by Johnny and the Baptists, and it's starring the wonderful Rachel Paris and Johnny Donohoe and myself, and it's all about what it's like to be alone at Christmas and being in care and. Socialism.
Hey, Paddy, I hear it's warm, touching and funny. A welcome respite from the normal Christmas glitter fests. Not my words. The words of Four Stars magazine. No, The Stage magazine.
Who also listed us as their top 10 Christmas shows.
Oh, wow. And I'm just trying to check when it's on exactly. It is at 7:30, Monday to Saturday, and also matinees on Saturday at 3 o'clock. In the afternoon.
Is it 3?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You've got to get out of bed earlier.
I'm in trouble.
Tickets are available on the new Diorama Theatre box office, or which you can find online. I recommend you go, I guess.
Yeah, I think you should
worst
go.
Worst way to spend a night.
And why don't you tell me when you're coming, and I'll give you a lemon.
Oh, mate, I tell you what, just to be really cool when people come, why don't you slip them a couple of beans on beanspot.com, the hip new social network
I've heard
so much about.
I'll flip them the Z's on Fleeb.
On Fleeb?
On
what
Fleeb.
Can you do on Fleeb?
I don't know. You can lick your lolly.
Lick. Oh, I want to lick your lolly on
yeah,
Fleeb.
Yeah, so you just click next to the.
How do I
Fleeb picture.
You? Is that how you say it? Fleeb you?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of. It's just. It's bleef. Really.
Oh, bleef. Okay.
Yeah, like,
because the thing is, I've been on Trozg for so long.
I know. You love Trozg.
Yeah. Well, it's really good for finding people to play Morrowind online with. But
yeah.
Otherwise, Trozg is full of... I mean, the problem is, I'm not going to be... I don't want to be too funny about it.
Yeah.
A lot of Russians.
Who are fun. I've been spending a lot of times on the forums for... What's the commotion?
You've been spending a lot of time on the Gilmore Girls fan forums.
No, I've been...
Yes, you have. I've seen you there. You post as, oh, Luke's bulging bicep.
Yeah. The Dane Bane.
Except the Dane Bane.
No, I've been spending a lot of time on what's the commotion, suntanlotion.com.
Okay,
and it's where you know all the crims, all the
is it where all the people who get sunburned easily hang out?
Yeah, all the crims. Yeah,
us,
they're crimson.
Me and you.
Yeah, exactly.
Crims. Yeah, crims.
Exactly. Crims. The lobs. You know.
Sweet. Well, look. Do hit us up.
Me and Crab.
Do
We get on.
Listen.
And we went through the forums. The Foz.
Do rub some lotion on us.
6-0.
On what's it called? Commotion in the lotionocean.com.
Suntan lotion. What's the commotion?
Okay.com. Also, if you feel like communicating with us in this reality, you can tweet us at podshambles or send an email to us, podshambles@gmail.com. Maybe you've got some suggestions for characters for Character Assassination or just want to say hi.
You can burn my nits on Twitter.
Can you?
Yeah.
How'd you burn nits? Hashtag burn pads nits.
Yeah, burn away them nits.
You can also find us on we're on Reddit, reddit.com/r/podshambles. Promise to be a bit more active on there because don't do a lot. But do submit anything or write to us on there. We'd love to hear from you. And also on YouTube.
Yeah, we're fishing on the tube. Yeah. This is a shambles on YouTube. And
do you know what my favourite one is though? Or what are you going to say instead?
I don't know. I hadn't thought of it yet.
Oh, no. I was going to say the best place to find us, though, is if you just nail a bit of meat to a tree and shout, "Bear!" And then a bear will come and the bear will deliver the news of Podshambles to the rest of the bear community.
And
I like to call it Grizz.
Yeah, here's the trick with the bear. the front half of the bear,
yeah,
right, is actually...
You don't get to decide this.
No, I do.
Why?
No, but I do.
Who made you king of the bears?
The front half of the bear is Louis Walsh, and the back half...
is also Louis Walsh.
It's also Louis Walsh. It's
not but even a, his front half.
It's not even a... But the front half of... Yeah. So, and it's not even a bear costume.
It's just Louis Walsh.
He's just... What he's done is he's shaved someone and he's rolled in the hair and glue because his floor's all...
The glue that comes off when you shave someone.
No, no. He's got a gluey floor. He says that in X Factor. In X Factor because, you know,
listen,
when he's doing that...
Listen. Louis Walsh. Podcast on Grizzcom. Squeeze my lotion.
Yeah, exactly.
And for God's sake, have a couple of lines of sploof.
Yeah, if you can't toss me a couple of camps, what is it between the boys?
I love you, Paddy, but I'm going to have to kill you.
Yeah, you're my squeeb. Call me. Loosh.
Yeah, we might be a bit more, you know, hi and welcome to Jazz Pod.
Yeah, we've parodied Jazz Pods a few times.
Yeah,
and
but
I'm actually now quite...
This is the first time I felt jazzy!
Yeah, jazz, there's your peak.
There's my peak!
Your jazz peak.
It's probably quite good because it's fairly late at night.
It's fairly late at night and I would test my peak, but I don't think I have one.
You don't have a tin peak, mate.
I don't think I have it in me anymore to peak. I've already peaked.
You can't go to Mars.
Can't go to Mars. Although, with Musk, maybe I will.
Maybe you will.
Maybe yeah. I will one day.
You just cover yourself in Ox Musk and
Ox
hope
Musk.
For the best.
Yeah.
Hope
some... Elong, Elong, Elong.
T?
No, like Ylang Ylang.
Yeah,
but
that's
Elon,
why I said
Elon.
Tea.
Tea? Why tea?
Do you have Ylang Ylang tea?
No, it's like, it's an essential oil, Laurie.
No, but the thing is, it's a plant.
Ollie.
I think it's a plant. I think you can have a tea of it. We'll be right back after Googling whether you can have Ylang Ylang tea.
It's going to be... Fine. So, are you actually going to look it up?
Yeah, mate.
Well, I now put it in my beard. Do you?
No, I don't like oils.
I've got really into oils.
Yeah, maybe you can't have a tea.
I think it's not a drink.
The tea tree. That's
tea tree's different, mate.
That's
tea trees.
All right, you've become a new age wizard now, have you?
Yeah.
Since we last
did it. Mix it up with some coconut oil and...
Oh, mate, I'm tired. Let's get on with it.
Just rub it on my dick.
Yeah, that's pads.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.